This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope, East Hawaii. On Saturday, January 13th, residents of and visitors to the Hawaiian Islands received a shocking series of alerts from the emergency alert system on their phones, televisions, and radios. It was reported that the Pacific Fleet had detected inbound ballistic missiles aimed directly at Hawaii, and that impact was expected within the next several minutes. The alert further explained that everyone should seek shelter away from windows and await further instruction. After several stressful minutes, the alert was canceled and was labeled as human error. Hawaii, of all states in the Union, may be uniquely sensitive to surprise attacks that precipitate war. Though the anxiety turned to relief, everyone involved, in some way, shape, or form, was forced to reflect upon their own degree of readiness if this situation had played itself out completely. Today, in the light of this event, Pastor Scott asks, "Are you ready?" This message was delivered on January 14th, 2018. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Go ahead, ushers. Good morning, New Hope. What a day, huh, yesterday morning. Wow. You know, about a little after 8 o'clock in the morning, we just finished men's ministry. We were getting ready for the women's ministry, and James calls me, and he tells me there's a missile alert, and I was like, this is not a funny joke, you know what I mean? It's like, come on, James. And if you know James, he does joke around sometimes, and then he's like, no, there's a missile alert. And then it's like, wow, okay, thanks for the warning. Then right after I hang up the phone, my daughter Brittany calls me up. Dad, there's a missile alert. And you know, she's telling my first client canceled. This, you know, Brittany, she does nails and stuff. And my first client canceled, so what do I do? And I tell her, you know what? Make sure you write with God. And I love you. Bye. And then, I mean, what else am I going to do, right? And then I call my daughter Kayla, and I tell her the same thing. And I tell her, make sure you write with God. And I told her, I love you, and if this thing comes, I guess I'll see you in heaven in a little while. And so we were here getting the women's ministry ready, and I was talking with Vera, and we was thinking like, wow. She says, 10 more minutes, we need to take shelter. I said, I don't want to survive a missile attack, I'd rather just go. And we were talking, I said, wow, imagine, Vera, we don't got to pay taxes this year. I was like, whoa, and I don't have to speak at a funeral today, and I don't have to speak in front of the people tomorrow because we're all going to be in heaven. And I was kind of like anxious, yet like, you know, I guess it was okay because my wife was here, and I was surrounded by the women's ministry. Well, what a way to go, man. It's like, oh, it's all good. And I was like, what's going on? You know, we was like all thinking like, wow, could you imagine in that moment when your phone, how many of your phones went off? See, mine didn't. I don't know why. Yeah, what's up with, something's wrong, yeah? Maybe God alerted those who needed to be alerted. And the ones who, he said, nah, I don't need to worry about them. I'm not gonna bother them. They know where they're going. Yeah, and it was like, people told me they got off the road, they turned around. One lady I talked to said, yeah, I told my husband, go to the store and buy water. I was thinking like, wait a minute. Water? Water's not going to save your life. I mean, did you think about, oh, I got to go buy rice, toilet paper, and water? How many of you thought like that? How many of you said, I got to call my loved ones? How many of you thought, no, it cannot happen because get the Macy's one day sale today. Did any of you think like that? Did any of you think of gathering all your jewelry and, you know, I was like, oh, I don't know where, I have my power tools stay in my car, so it's all good. But did, you know, what mattered? What really mattered at that moment when your phone went off and said, there's a missile coming our way, reality check. You know, I had my message prepared about our purpose. And I'm sorry if you were here expecting to figure out our purpose, because I was going to talk today, you know, after we find out our purpose, I was going to talk about how do we do our purpose. But after all this happened, I really felt the Spirit leading me, go change your message. And you know, you ever had that conversation with God? Like, no, I worked hard on this message. Like, come on, Lord, you know how long it takes me to write a message? And you telling me at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning to write a message for Sunday morning, and I got a baby dedication and a funeral to do today. And, you know, you had that conversation, and God said, you know, come on. So I texted Pastor Aaron and Shelby. I said, you know what, in light of what happened, the message is probably going to change, because they coordinate everything, do the PowerPoint and everything. So I went to the office, I prayed, I sat at my computer, and the amazing part about God, hour and a half, man, done. How's that? Man, I was like, whoa, how come you cannot do that every week? That way I can have more time off. And I really felt God telling me to ask you that question, are you ready? And not, are you ready for some football, okay? Not that, okay? What really mattered in that moment? That thinking that, wow, 10 minutes, I might die. I might be vapor. I might be dust. I mean, call me stupid if you want, but I wasn't about to go hide in a building. I wanted to make sure that if a bomb did drop on us, that I wouldn't survive. Because I want to go to heaven. And, you know, I'm not to the point where taking my own life kind of thing, but if the bomb is going to drop, I don't know if I want to live through the aftermath and all that. But what were you thinking of? Were you thinking of your loved one? Did you call anybody on the mainland saying that a bomb might hit me in 10 minutes and I might be gone? And did you just upset all your relatives on the mainland? They're like, what? No, and you really can't. You know, there wasn't enough time for me to drive to any place else because, you know, Vera said 10 minutes, it's like, wow. And I was like 10 minutes in heaven. Wow, and I was thinking like, wow. What was important to you? How many of you stopped what you did and prayed? Yeah, we did that at the women's ministry. We stopped and we prayed and, you know, in less than 10 minutes, they got that alert that it was a false alarm. And I said, wow, God, you certainly answered that prayer fast. Now, what about the rest of them, huh? Yeah? Now, two things can come to this. Churches in Hawaii should be all full today. Right? Don't you think so? Didn't you expect, like, overflowing? I did a funeral last night, and I said, you know, in light of what happened today, were you ready? Were you ready in case you were to physically die today? Were you ready to meet God? Or were you ready to go up, or were you going down? I mean, seriously, that's a real question. Because yesterday, in that moment when that alert came, it was a real thing. Am I dying right now? So that's why God prompted me to write this message. Are you ready? I believe that this was God's way of getting the attention. You know, we can make sure that we're ready from now on, or we'll be complacent. So when the next time that happens, you're going, that's just a false alarm, and not even take anything into consideration. You know, one of the first things that came to my mind was yesterday. I had planned after this to finish up some cabinet work at somebody's house. I had a baby dedication at 11 and then a funeral at 3. Well, what was important, the cabinets got pushed on the side. I went to study. 11 o'clock, I did my baby dedication. And I same question. Almost everyone I ran across yesterday, I asked him that question, were you ready? And it was a good way to talk about their future. So I did that, and then I did the funeral. And, you know, God, I think, was getting the attention of the residents of Hawaii. And now what are we going to do with it? Are we going to just let this event just pass us by? It's like, whew, okay, we're mad at the emergency guys. Whoever pressed that button, thank you. Because it made us think, right? Made you think like, wow, this is serious stuff. Life and eternity is real. God is real. Heaven is real. Hell is real. And we're going to stand before God one day. Are we ready? So here's the thing. Number one, get ready now. When is now? Is now tomorrow? Is now a week from now? Now is now. Right. In Matthew 24, therefore be on the alert, for you do not know which day your Lord is coming. But be sure of this, that if you heard of, if the head of the house had known at what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have been on the alert and would not have allowed his house to be broken into. For this reason also, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think he will. So the Lord here, Jesus, he encouraged his disciples to keep watch because they could not know what day he would come back. You know, in a missile attack, you may have 20 minutes to get ready. But when Christ returns, we will not have 20 minutes. That's why I believe we need to get ready now. Like right now, this very moment. 1 Thessalonians 5. Now as the times and the epochs, brethren, you have no need of anything to be written to you. For you yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night. While they are saying peace and safety, then destruction will come upon them suddenly, like labor pains upon a woman with child. And they will not escape. But you, brethren, are not in the darkness, that the day would overtake you like a thief. For you are sons of the light, sons of the day. We are not of night nor of darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us be alert and sober. How and when will all this happen refers to the knowledge of what will happen in the future. Specifically, when Christ returns. People say, oh, he's coming back at this date and this date. Don't listen to those because the Bible says no one knows. Don't be misled by those who say they know when he's coming back. We are told that no one knows. Even we will be surprised. The Lord will return suddenly and unexpectedly. So Paul warns us, be ready, because no one knows when Jesus will come back to earth. We should be prepared at all times. How many of you was like, okay, Lord, I am ready. I am waiting for that flash in the sky, and in the twinkling of an eye, I will be vapor, I'll be dust. How many of you are like, I'm ready to go and be in heaven? We should be prepared. Because we don't know when he will come back. And the Bible says he'll probably come back when we least expect it. So number two, who can I help be ready? Because it's not just because we may be ready. It's not about like, oh, I'm ready, so it's all good. And forget about the rest of the world. And that's only good when it comes to I'm ready to eat. And I'm going to eat. But this is eternity we're talking about. Who can I help be ready? In that very moment when that happened, did you think about members in your household who are not yet saved? Members on Oahu, members on the mainland, Well, the mainland guys could have waited because they still would have been alive. But for us, did you call? Did you call your mom, your dad on another island over here? I mean, because I know that I have a relationship with God. My children have a relationship with God. My wife has my immediate family, I know we were good. And I was trying to take care of things. I didn't even call my mother because I believe she received the Lord. I didn't even call my brothers. I'm hoping that I know my older brother is saved and his wife. My middle brother, kind of on the fence, but I didn't call him. I called you guys first. I guess you guys are more important than my immediate family. Don't tell them that. But just because we're ready, we don't stop there. Amen? Who can I help? The Lord, 2 Peter, the Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but he is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. You know, God is not slow in his return. We're just not on God's timetable. He is waiting for sinners to repent and turn to him. For us, we cannot just sit and wait for God to return, but we need to go and get people ready for his return. We have important work to do. We need to be ready and help others get ready to meet Christ at any time. Now, right now, right after, while this is fresh in our mind, this is an excellent time to ask your family members, your friends, were you ready? When I went to the bank, I asked them, you guys, we're okay? We closed for a little while in the morning. So I asked him, you ready? Were you ready? So I hope so, they tell me. You hope so. I mean, you got to say yes or no. You got to know. I said, were you ready? Were you going up or down? They tell me, up, I hope. I mean, that's not what you want to hear, right? You want to know, I am ready and I'm going up, right? If you're wavering like, I'm not sure, then you got to get sure. You got to get that faith. If you ask people and they say no, then share with them how they can be ready. Your household, your coworkers. I think God, as God allowed this to happen, maybe the devil made this happen, and God is just turning it around for his good, for our good, so that we have an avenue now to share with others. You know, when I left here yesterday, I was thinking, like, okay, I go home. I have a couple of hours to relax before I go on to my next appointment. But God changed that plans, and I got to go and study. But then I thought, wherever I go today, it's an opportunity to ask people, are you ready? Do we have a sense of urgency to go share with the lost? I mean, really, how urgent is it on the top of your list to go save your family? Was it down here yesterday, and after yesterday it went up here? And then as the days go by, it'll go farther and farther and farther down the list until we get another scare. I think as Christians, our sense of urgency in taking the gospel to the world, the whole gospel to the whole world, should be up here. And we should have a sense of urgency in taking this good news of great hope to all the world, so that when this missile scare happens, or it actually is coming, we'll not panic, but we'll be at peace. Luke 12:40, you too be ready, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour that you do not expect. Christ's return is at an unexpected time. It is not a trap. It is not a trick in which God hopes to catch us off guard. In fact, God is delaying his return so that more people will come to know him, have time to live out our beliefs, to reflect on Jesus' love. So, number three, how can I be ready? And this is for you, but this is for you to help others be ready. So how can I be ready? Ephesians 5, 15 to 18. So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Right now is an opportunity to share about being ready. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. And that would have been good right there for our purpose, what we were talking about in the weeks. Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So we live properly, we confess Jesus as Lord, and we believe. The Bible warns us against all these things, and it tells us how we can be ready. Romans 13:12. The night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. So remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes and put on the shining armor of right living. You know, to be ready, you make sure that you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. First and foremost, you live right. 1 John 1:9, you confess your sins. He is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Romans tells us that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. These are ways that we can be ready. We make sure we live right, we confess God, we confess our sins. Shortly before returning to heaven, Jesus told his disciples that someday he would come back to establish his kingdom. But before that could take place, he said certain things would have to happen. And we see these things today. For example, he said before his return, the gospel must be preached throughout the world in Mark 13:10. And back in the old times, no way. But now, through technology, to radio, to internet, and to the means of communication, it is possible. Another sign Jesus gave, Satan's final attempt to halt God's work through massive onslaught of evil. Our world, if you look, is no stranger to evil. And Satan has always been working to stop God's plan. And now God's enemies have access to weapons of mass destruction, like nuclear missiles. No one can predict the outcome of it, but Jesus said this: you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. Nation will rise up against nation. The real question, however, is this: are you ready for Christ's return? It's something really serious that you need to think about. And who can you help be ready? You can be ready by putting your trust in him. Jesus be the center. Don't take his warning lightly, but commit your life to Christ without delay. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Who do you need help to be ready? Amen. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. If you desire to be prayed upon, if you want prayer, if you want to pray for loved ones, then I gladly pray for you after service, or write it down on a piece of paper, drop it in the acrylic box. We'd be happy to pray for you. But in this moment, in this time, in this event, don't let it go to waste. Use it as an opportunity to open some doors, to ask people, what did you think yesterday when you got that alert? Were you worried? Were you fearful? Were you panic mode? Were you like a chicken without his head? Or were you like, I'm at peace. I'm at peace because I know where I am going. Amen. I want you to have that peace. That peace that surpasses all understanding. The peace of knowing that in his house are many mansions. And he goes to prepare a place for you. And he will come again to receive you. Amen. Ready? Oh, you need this for singing. Yeah? Yeah. Would you all stand?
Let's sing, I have a hope. I have a hope. I have a future. I have a destiny that is yet awaiting me. My life's not over. A new beginning just begun. I have a hope. I have this hope. God has a plan. It's not to harm me, but it's to prosper me and to hear me when I call. He intercedes for me, working all things for my good. Though trials may come, I have this hope. I will yet praise him, my great Redeemer. I will yet stand up and give him glory with my life. He takes my darkness and he turns it into light. I will yet praise him, my Lord, my God. I will yet praise. I will yet praise him, my great Redeemer. I will yet stand up and give him glory with my life. He takes my darkness and he turns it into light. I will yet praise him, my Lord, my God.
Amen. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? If you need to be ready and you need to accept Jesus now, I would ask that each of you would pray this prayer with me. It goes like this. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins. And I turn to you. Come live in me. Change me. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, would you hold up a hand? Anybody out there? God bless you over there. Anybody else? God bless you back there. Anybody else? No shame. You may put your hands down. Lord, you have seen the hands. And they said that I'm ready. They have confessed you as Lord. They believe in their hearts that you are risen from the dead. They confess you today. We thank you so much, Lord. And we pray for each one here that they would take this time to make sure that their family, their friends, their loved ones are saved. that they would be ready to meet you someday soon. We thank you, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, so don't forget, now, if you're interested in ushering, sign up, see Shaq. He can hook you up. He can give you instructions. Right now, media, sign up. Don't forget baptism. All right? God bless you all, and you guys have a safe afternoon.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.